You've probably seen this next item making the rounds on the internet. It's an invention that could change the way you and I ride a bike. An invisible bike helmet. Therese Hovding came up with the idea as part of her master's thesis in Sweden. Therese, how can a bike helmet, first of all, actually be invisible?
Oh, yeah, that was a tricky part to solve.
I'll bet.
It started out with us talking to a lot of cyclists about why they're not using conventional cycle helmets. And they were all asking for something really discreet and something preferably invisible and something that would not destroy their personal style or their hair, for that matter. So that's how we started thinking about, is it possible to develop a cycle helmet that is not placed on your head at all, but instead it would be around your neck?
Right. So what'd you come up with?
The invention is a collar with an airbag system inside. The airbag is folded up inside the collar, so you don't actually have anything on top of your head until you end up in an accident, and then the airbag is triggered to inflate in a tenth of a second around your head.
So you wear this collar and the helmet airbag thing is kind of stuffed into it. How does the collar attach to your clothes?
No, it's not attached to your clothes. You put the collar around your neck and then there's a zip at the front of the collar that you zip it up. And then there's also an on-off button that you need to activate the system with. So you push the on-off button and then you will hear a sound signal that says doot-doot-doot. And then you know that it's on.
Have you personally tested the airbag helmet and crashed with it to see what it's like?
I've tested it many, many times, of course. I've actually not crashed it myself, although my co-founder, Anna, she was in a crash just a few weeks ago and had the collar on and it inflated.
What was that like?
Well, most people who are in crashes, it's really a scary situation to be in. You get really scared. It happens so very quickly. So they don't really realize until after the accident that the airbag is inflated around their head. But to describe how it feels, it goes so quickly. It's up in a tenth of a second. And when the pressure is on, it's stiff like a football almost. So it just goes really quickly and suddenly it's there around your head. And then after the accident, it slowly starts to deflate again.
So anyone here in the U.S. who's got a bicycle and a bicycle helmet knows that inside the helmet there's that Department of Transportation approved sticker. Has the Swedish government approved this?
Yes. In order to sell a bicycle helmet within Europe, you need a CE marking. So it has gone through a massive testing procedure.
Will you be marketing this in the U.S. and have you started to go through the approval process here?
No, we have not started with the U.S. introduction. That is a bit further down the road. I think for now we have enough to handle with the European market. We just need to take everything one step at a time. And coming up next is actually the Japanese market.
All right. So, Therese, here comes the real bitter pill. How much does this invisible helmet cost?
It costs €399. Right,
it's about $500.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, it's more expensive than conventional helmets. Because it's airbag technology, it's very advanced technology. It's not easy and cheap to produce. So that's why there needs to be a higher price. And of course, you always have the possibility to choose a conventional helmet if that's what you prefer.
What if you hit a bump or something? Is there any accidental way the helmet could be deployed?
Oh, when it's not supposed to?
Yeah.
No, that is what we have been working so hard. I mean, the biggest challenge technically for us in the development was to get it right, to get the trigger function right, completely accurate in when to inflate and when not to inflate. And in order to get that right, we have been using test cyclists who have been wearing the collar in their everyday life, collecting data on how their body moves. We've had to simulate all known cycling accidents and then develop a mathematical method that can distinguish those two, separate those two categories of body movements.
That's impressive. Are you wearing your own product? Are you wearing this invisible helmet now?
Oh, yeah. I would never go cycling anywhere without it. I know too much about what can go wrong in cycling accidents. So I know everything about how you can get seriously injured from just a minor crash. And I would not wear any other protection.
Designer yeah. Therese Hovding in Malmo, Sweden. Thanks very much and best of luck with this new invention.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.